Have you ever wanted to do something? You know, you wanted to do it or you felt like you needed to do it. And you felt like before you could, you needed permission from someone. And I'm not talking about when you were a kid. I'm talking about right now as a grown woman that you felt like you needed someone to say that it was okay to take care of yourself or that it was okay to take the break. Or when it comes to homeschooling, that it was okay to buy the curriculum or it was okay to change the schedule or it was okay to skip a lesson in the curriculum. Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about why that happens. What are some of those underlying feelings that we have when we're in that place, where that comes from, and then most importantly, what can we do about it? How can we get to the place where we can trust the decisions that we want to make and know that what is best for us is best for us? So if this sounds like something that you have ever wrestled with, talked about, thought about, then I want you to go ahead and grab your favorite tea. And I just found a new recipe for making my own tea with some turmeric. You know, I need that turmeric for the inflammation, some cayenne pepper, some ginger, some lemon, and some hot water with a little bit of honey or a lot of bit of honey. You hear me? So if that sounds like something that is interesting to you, go ahead and make that and join me back here. Let's do it. Just like the safety instructions on an airplane, we must secure our own oxygen mask before helping others. Well, this is your reminder to put your oxygen mask on. Hi, I'm Inga, a certified life coach and educator with over 30 years of experience in curriculum and instruction. As a homeschooling mom of four, I understand the challenges and the overwhelm that can come from trying to juggle it all. Well, in this podcast, we'll explore practical tips to prioritize our holistic well-being and simple steps to make homeschooling a little bit easier so you can stress less and enjoy more. Sometimes we just need a reminder to take a pause, prepare, and recover from the demands of homeschooling and life. To be still and remember that He is God and that we can do all things, and that includes homeschooling our children through Christ who strengthens us. And so, friend, I pray that you will take this moment to catch your breath. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Catch Your Breath podcast. If this is your first time here, you're in for a treat because we're going to talk about the things that we just need to talk about in homeschooling, in life, in parenting, all of that. And if you are back again, you know how we do. So come on in and get comfortable because we're going to talk today. And I have a confession to make. And so I'm really going to get into this one. But before we do, I have to ask how you're doing. How are you doing? How has your month started off? Because I know that this is the season when we can start to feel exhausted. We can start to feel that there's just too much to do and not enough of the rest of the year to get it done. And so when we do that, that can play tricks on us. And I have an episode coming up about that. But I want you to just take a moment and to really check in with yourself to really determine where you are and what you need. And that's key for this episode because we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to talk about what happens when you don't take the time to give yourself what you need, when you know that you need it, but you feel too guilty and all of that. So I'm excited about this one, but I pray that you'll just take a deep breath, that you'll inhale, exhale, and that this will be your opportunity to just breathe through this and that we can work together to make this a little easier. So as I said before, I do have a confession. And if you are returning and you've been here, hopefully you missed me last week because I did not do an episode. And I want you to know that, well, let me take that back. I did do an episode. I just didn't publish the episode because the reality is, as I was thinking about what I needed to give myself, I just felt too guilty to not do what I had committed to do. And so I came in and I did an episode and it was hard for me. And I don't even know if it was horrible, but it was just really hard because the reality is I should have listened to what my body needed. So I didn't post it. And so there was none that came out this last week. And that was just really hard. And I think as I was taking the time, I had a choice to make. I was kind of in an impasse to say, so are you going to post something that you just don't feel completely comfortable with just to say that you did it so that you would hold to your agreement? Or is it better to take a pause and say, no, I can't? And so the pause actually really came from me in not posting it when I was going to, and then I saw come back around to it, and I had a major fibromyalgia flare, and I was completely out of where I needed to be. And there are other things that were going on, and so I didn't do it. And as I had an opportunity to just really lay around and spend some time trying to figure out what was going on with me, one of the things I was asking myself, because I'm big on reflection, as you probably know if you've listened already, and I really wanted to understand why I felt so guilty about not doing the thing that I committed to. And the truth is, for me, it was like, well, this is a reflection of who I am if I don't do the thing that I committed to. And will people see me as reliable? And will people be able to count on me? And am I the type of person that does what I say when the going gets tough? And just all these things, all these sayings and things and beliefs that I kept putting on myself. But then I had to take a moment, because it's always good to take a moment to catch your breath and to pause and to be still and know that He is God. And rather than having that conversation with myself, which is just laden with guilt, rather to go to scripture, to take some time to pray, to say, okay, God, I'm making the choice that I feel that is right, but I really need your guidance. And wouldn't it be great if He could just come and sit on the bed and go, yes, my child, this is what it is. But that doesn't happen, or at least it's never happened to me, and I'm sure it's never happened to you. And so we want that answer because we want permission. And that's really what this episode is about. It is about, do we feel empowered enough? Do we have enough freedom to give ourselves permission to prioritize our needs without feeling guilty? And really, it's permission across the board. So we're going to talk a little bit about our needs, but it's really just when we're thinking about a thing that we feel is best for us. And I'm talking about like in my life, in my business, in that. But it also goes all the way through to homeschooling. Do we feel that we need permission from someone to do something different, to do a thing that to make a decision, to follow through on the decision that we have made? Do we feel like we need permission? And I would say that we probably do feel that way. And so today we just want to take some time to really explore, what are the feelings behind that? What causes us this pause or this need for someone to say that it's okay for us to do the thing that we truly feel in our spirit is the best thing for us or our children or whatever it is? And then what's behind that? And then what can we do? What are some things that we can do to really help us in that moment to be able to give ourselves permission? So let's talk a little bit about what might be some of the reasons that we struggle with needing permission, with feeling like we must have, as we would say, somebody co-sign on our decisions. First of all, I think there is a lack of self-trust. And I know for me, that really did make me in that moment feel like, can I trust that this is the right decision for me? And it happens in homeschooling. Can I trust that this is the right curriculum? Can I trust that this is the right schedule? Can I trust that I'm doing the best things for my children? That trust piece is challenging because sometimes we think of our past decisions and we're like, well, I really messed up on that before and I don't want to mess up on this again. Or like, we tell ourselves the always or never. You always make the wrong decision. You never think it through. All of that. You know, so I'm just thinking about all of what we say, and all of that plays into the fact that we don't trust ourselves. And so sometimes we feel like, okay, then I have to have validation from someone else. And understand that I don't think that it's bad to actually have a trust circle and your advisory board. I heard this a long, long time ago, and we're going to talk about that in one of the ways that we can do this, one of the strategies. But a lot of times it comes from there, that we just don't fully trust ourselves and trust our decision. Another thing that can help us, especially in terms of taking care of ourselves or giving ourselves what we need, is this lack of feeling that we deserve it and thinking that we don't deserve the time for ourselves because we didn't do whatever we said we were going to do. So if we have a list of 10 things that we need to accomplish, saying, well, I only did 2 of those things, so I certainly don't deserve to take a break. I can't give myself what I need. When it comes to the curriculum and you're just like in your homeschool season where everything is pressing on you and you have all these different things, you're like, well, no, because I don't really teach to fidelity. I don't really do all the things that I'm supposed to do, or I don't, my children need me to do whatever it is for them in the lesson. So I don't deserve to just pause to take this break to give myself this fundamental need. Understand that I am not saying that you can be all willy-nilly with this, because I think if we get into that place where it's like, I deserve to take a break right now. We've been homeschooling for an hour. I deserve 2 days of break time. I deserve to go to the movies. I deserve, as many people think we do, to sit around and eat bonbons. I deserve to hang out with my friends, talk on this phone for an hour. I think that that's definitely going to the extreme. But even that, that fear of like, if I start with this a little bit, then I'm just going to go all the way and I won't know how to stop myself. It can also be a place where we don't trust ourselves. I don't trust myself to give myself what I need. I feel like if I give myself an inch, I'm going to take a mile. I'm going to go all the way. And so being able to say, okay, what is behind this? The other thing, and this especially comes when it comes for in our homeschooling, and it's that fear of falling behind. I absolutely cannot stop because I have to keep up with whatever the academic standards that I've set for my children, the curriculum pace that I've set, the other moms that are within the same homeschool group with me, whatever it is. We have this fear that if I take a break, I'm going to fall behind. My children are going to fall behind. And then I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But sometimes we go from, if I take this break right now, then they're not going to be able to read. And then they're not going to get into college. And then they're going to have to do this for the rest of their life, or they're going to have to live with me. And we just can go down that spiral. And so understanding that that's what we're feeling, that's what we're experiencing, can truly help us in that moment. And then one of the things that I think is the most critical in this giving ourselves permission thing is this fear of judgment. And it's the fear of judgment and the perception that others might give us when we're in that homeschooling community, to feel like even not within the homeschool community, but in the place where we're going to meet somebody, because you know they do that random to us, and they're going to quiz my child, just give them a random unit exam over a topic that they think that they should know, and they're going to fail. And then they're going to look at me and say, oh, yeah. And it'll be because I took that break yesterday for 20 minutes or an hour or the week or the day or whatever I needed in that moment. That perception of somebody's going to think that I'm not doing what I should do, whether it's a spouse, even the perception and the judgment of your children, like that your children will be looking at you and thinking, you're not really a good teacher to me. All of that plays a part in us feeling like we need to get permission for whatever the thing is. It's important to know that when we're in that place of needing what we need, and then placing the stress of, now I need to get permission, because then who do you get permission from? Do you get permission from your spouse? Do you get permission from the other homeschool moms within the community? Do you get permission from being on the Facebook groups? Where do you get the permission? And so you're searching for who's going to tell you that it's okay to do the thing that we need, that you need to do. And when you're in that place, if you really know that that's what you need, and so you're waiting for somebody to co-sign on it and they don't, resentment can kick in, animosity can kick in. And all that does is then raise our stress levels even more than they were already there. And it affects not just our well-being in that moment, but then also how we show up for our children. And if the person that we were waiting for permission from was our spouse, how we interact with them. how we look at the people around us, because now we start to compare to see, well, how come that person's able to do that and I'm not? It truly impacts our patience because we know we need this thing, but we're just in that moment still trying to push through. It definitely affects our creativity because we cannot expand and see the extra hands-on or whatever it is, things that we want to do. And overall, our homeschool environment goes down. And truthfully, if we're honest with ourselves, even the feeling in our home, because there's just that tension. There's just this underlying, I don't know what's going on. And so I want to give you permission to give yourself permission to do what you need to do, to give yourself an opportunity to trust yourself, trust your instinct, trust that God is within you and that He will direct you and lead you and order your steps. So how do we do this? Well, here are four things that we can do to get in the habit of granting ourselves permission. The first thing is that we have to cultivate our self-trust. And that's just going to be practicing it, getting in that space where we make a decision and then we say, okay, I'm going to follow through on this decision. And being able to look at when we've made decisions in the past and celebrate that and say that went okay. And even looking at when we've made decisions that we didn't feel were so great, how did we come up out of that? When those voices start to come in our head, to remember to silence them by having an affirmation that's based on scripture, that you can remind yourself who God is in your life and how He has made you so that you can make the decision. And one of the things I talk about with clients is being present with your thoughts and your emotions. So if you can take a moment to be present and think about what you're thinking about in that moment when you're hoping to get permission or you're hoping to have somebody tell you that it's okay to do the thing, whatever it is, you can stop and think about, wait a minute, why am I questioning this? What am I thinking right now? What am I feeling right now? What am I feeling in my body? Is that stress? Is that anxiety? Are those butterflies? Why? What does this bring up? And while that sounds really like psychology, and sometimes we're like, I don't have time for all of that, just taking that moment to be present with your thoughts, to think about what you're thinking about, really allows you to then decide, is that something that I want to stick with? Do I want to take this thought? What do I want to do with this thought? Because you can decide, okay, I'm actually not going to do whatever it is I thought I was going to do. Or if you take a moment to say, what am I thinking about right now? Why am I thinking that? And what can I do? Why am I questioning myself? What's the next step I can do? A lot of times you can build yourself up by the things you're telling yourself. One of my pastors used to say, you can hazaka to yourself. You can encourage yourself in the Lord to do the thing that you know you need to do. You can recognize when you are feeling that you're not worthy of whatever it, if it's self-care, that you're not worthy of it, if it's a break, that you're not worthy of it, or even if it's a decision that you feel like I am just not the person who needs to be making this decision, then ask yourself, who is? Who is the person that I think is better equipped to make this decision? And then ask the big question, why? Why do I think it's that person? And you may come out to say, you know, it really is better for them to make that decision because in this moment, I'm not ready. I'm not able. I don't want to. That's fine. But that comes from a place of empowerment rather than a place of feeling as if you're the victim and this is put upon you. When you are making your decision, remember to plan with flexibility. So, and that just means that you give yourself space and time to change your mind. And if you can do that, then you don't feel so locked into whatever the decision or the choice is. So if you say, okay, I'm making the decision, but for instance, in my situation, okay, so I'm choosing not to record the episode or publish the episode, and I'm going to go take a nap. But if I decide that I want to, as I'm laying there after 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, no, you know what? I need to go and record the episode or do whatever it is, that there's, I'm not judging that, that I gave myself the flexibility and the time and the space to change my mind, that I was able to say, okay, I thought I wanted to do this and it's not what I wanted and now I'm going to change my mind. And if you can do that, you're not so tied to the outcome of, well, I made this decision and now I'm stuck with it and I can't make a different decision. And then how do we deal with judgment? Well, the true way that we deal with it is to remember that we get to make our own choices. And so we don't have to pay attention to the judgment of others. The reality is other people are making their choices and doing those things without necessarily thinking about you. And so you just have to put yourself in that place where you remember that you get to do that for yourself. You get to do that with your children. And when it comes to homeschooling, this is one of those places where you can get the input, you can find the resources, you can ask for the advice, all of that, but you get to make the decision. You and your spouse, however you decide, you get to make the decision. You get to change the decision when you decide that it needs to be changed, but you do not have to feel like you have to have somebody else say that it's okay, or you have to see that somebody else did it. You get to decide, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. If it helps you to feel better, sometimes it's helpful to think about why. You don't always have time to sit with that and say, okay, this is the decision that I'm making. This is why I'm making the decision. But when you do have an opportunity, especially if you're kind of in that place where you're like, I'm not sure, it's okay for you to say, this is the decision I'm thinking I'm going to make, and this is why I'm going to make. And then I talked about having your advisory board or your council. I would not say this is for everything, but for some things where you're just like, you know what, this is hard. I had a big decision that I needed to make, and I kind of was going back and forth, and I did my pros and cons and just all those different things. And I had some input from some other people, but I was like, you know what? Let me decide who my advisory council can be. Now, in this situation, you can decide that your advisory council will be the same people every single time, or you can decide that they're going to be different people for different things. So on my advisory council for this decision that I needed to make, there was my husband, my mother, and my coach. And so I decided I was going to talk to the three of them, kind of get some input on their things, and then make my decision based on that. And I don't mean about doing the podcast, but I mean a bigger thing that I had to do. And I had to stop myself from asking for everybody's advice, for trying to look at what would people say, and oh, let me see what other people have done, or let me ask this person, just to say, all right, I'm just going to talk to these three people, and then I'm going to make a decision. When you do that, you give yourself an opportunity to hear the input, but you also have to say, and then I make the decision. Or if it's a situation where you're with your spouse and you're saying, well, as the head, I'm going to have him kind of give his input, then you say, all right, so I don't feel comfortable making the decision. I don't know what I want to do. And then you say, all right, we're going to talk about it. And then I'm going to help let him make the final decision, because that's just going to be easier. But whatever it is, even in that, remember that you're making the choice. Because anytime we come from a place of empowerment, a place that we are getting to make that choice, we feel better rather than that thing being put upon us. So as you think about this, I know that it can be so easy to feel like we need somebody to say that all the choices that we're making are okay. But let's remember that God has placed us in this place, in our bodies, with our children, with our spouses, and we have to trust that He has equipped us with what we need. And let me say this, when you're making a decision, if you feel like you don't have enough information, so you have your advisory council, but also you can feel like, you know what, I don't have enough information, then equip yourself with the information that you need. But do not spend hours upon hours upon hours sifting through all of the things, because that's just going to overwhelm you. And you're going to be, a lot of times you're going to make a fatigue decision where you're just like, okay, whatever. Or now you're stressed out, and so you really need somebody else to tell you the thing and to give you permission to do it, because you don't even know what you need permission for. So yes, if you feel like I need some more information so I can make an informed decision, then get that information and then give yourself permission. This month, as you are going through your homeschool life, your season, where this can be a challenging season, as I've said, I'm going to challenge you to really get clear about what you need, and then give yourself permission to do it. So while we're talking about homeschooling, curriculum, like all those different things, one of the biggest things I think that we feel like we need to have permission from, and we don't really get it because we think we need it, but we don't go searching for it. But I feel like one of the big things is our self-care and just taking an opportunity to give ourselves the thing that we need. And understand, when I'm talking about that, I really do not mean, I always say I'm not talking about massages and dinners out, because that is a piece of it. But holistically, looking at what do I need emotionally, mentally, physically, environmentally, all of those things, what do I need? And then being intentional about, I give myself permission to do that. So if you need permission to go sit in your car for 30 minutes and read quietly because that's the only place you can do it, you have permission to do it. If you need permission to go into your closet and eat a piece of chocolate, flip through a magazine, go ahead and do it. If you need permission to take a nap, hallelujah, do it. I just want to leave you with a reminder of the importance of self-compassion and understanding in your journey towards granting yourself permission. If this is something that you haven't done in the past and you always have felt like you couldn't trust yourself, remember that you can trust God. You can trust yourself. And then when you create a strategy, a process, and even this whole, how do we give ourselves permission? That's a strategy. That's a process that you can be intentional about. And when you do that, you can trust that process. Remember that when you're doing that, we really, as parents, as moms, are setting a positive example for our children. We're showing them the importance and the value of our personal well-being and the strength in making and trusting our own decisions. That is a skill that they can take, and we can teach them and cultivate that so that they're able to trust themselves, so they're able to make those decisions that they need to make. I cannot wait to hear about your experience about trusting yourself, about granting yourself permission to do the things that you know you need to do, you know that you want to do. And then I want to hear how it has impacted your homeschooling journey and overall your life, because that's usually what happens. We talk about homeschooling, but this is all about our lives, because homeschooling is a part of our life and we can't subtract it out and pretend that it doesn't affect every other area. And we can't pretend that our life doesn't affect our homeschooling. So I hope that you will come into our Facebook group and share. But also, if you have been listening and you have not hit that subscribe button, go ahead and do that so that you don't ever miss another episode of Your Opportunity to Catch Your Breath. Until next time. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that this episode empowered, equipped, and most of all, encouraged you. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's topics, because I'd love to hear how you're implementing these strategies. And you can do that in the free community, where you can connect with me and other like-minded moms. You'll get some practical tips for homeschooling and teaching your child, managing your stress, and prioritizing your self-care. You can also ask questions there. You can participate in the fun challenges. And of course, you can celebrate your wins, because we like to party over there. Also, if this was helpful and you know that it can be helpful to someone else, leave a review or share this with another homeschooling mom who needs to catch her
breath. Mommy!
Well, that's my cue. But before I go, I want to leave you with these words from Philippians 4:6-7. I pray that you won't be anxious about anything, but that in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, you would present your request to God, and that you will experience the kind of peace that surpasses understanding as you navigate the stresses of life and homeschooling. Until next time, remember to take a moment to catch your breath.